So you got it in your head that you want to host your own show, but you don't know how to do it. You don't know what content to use. You don't know how to build it. This is how we're going to teach you how. Every day, we're going to bring you a different audience and a different topic to speak on and a different way to help you build your own show. Let's jump right in. Oh, it's so cute. Should be tattooed across your forehead. My animal lovers, my pet saviors, my veterinarians, my clinical specialists, my adoption agency folks, thank you for all you do for keeping our cuddly friends so safe and so protected. But what do we do with a show? You have the personality, you have the content. What do we need to do to connect animal lovers with your business? We see it every day, we see it all the time, but we don't take the steps to do it on a consistent basis. Get involved with the cuteness, man. It's easier than you think. Get involved with the things that people believe in as far as animals, and understand that your involvement places you directly into those circles, and your expertise makes you valuable within those circles, so now you speak from a higher point of value. Speaking into the ether, speaking into the world, just speaking out on social media and posting pictures is not enough. You have to put yourself where your knowledge and your expertise is valuable. So when you're joining these Facebook groups and you're joining all these other online associations and things like that, let them know who you are. Let them know that you are not just an animal lover, but you are a passionate, you know, information giver. You are a passionate, you know, solution finder. You are a passionate, you know, purveyor of yummy food snacks for our little furry friends. Let them know that your value to them goes beyond just sharing the cuteness, but actually creating a better life for their pets. Animal lovers want one thing. Simple enough, they want people who are not animal lovers to understand that animals are not just food. They're not just materials and resources. Animals are living, beautiful, breathing, strong, valuable to our planet, valuable to our sense of humanity, valuable to our society. Animals are valuable. So take that consciousness and talk to people within those circles and bring them something different of value. Talk to them, interview group leaders. Find ways to connect with people who are posting a lot, who are obviously very vocal, and talk to them about partnering up and bringing on, you know, whatever, you know, value you can share with them. See, this podcast isn't about absolute, straightforward, black and white solutions, because everybody who listens to this, I believe, is a creative, because that's my target audience. So if you're listening to this and your idea is to host a show, you're probably creative. So in this one, I'm telling you, for animal lovers, find a way to reach the association managers of these groups online and present your fight to them directly. Offer an opportunity to speak, offer an opportunity to host a Zoom meeting, offer an opportunity to, you know, write something in contribution to that organization. Be valuable to large organizations and watch their followers become your clients. This is Errol Chung.
Peace.
We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And if you want ideas on incredible content to come up with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, visit profitfromyourpersonality.com. That's profitfromyourpersonality.com. Everything you need to create content and make money just by talking about the things you like with the people you enjoy talking to.